Simon Shin Lamed Ches Sif Dalet. A Meshamer Pirois of Uzra'ov Bimdei Chayvoif. A person is out in the field and he's protecting his field from wild animals and birds and they shouldn't come and eat from the fruits, etc. Or the seeds. Lo Yisba Kaf El Kaf. So you can't scare them away by Ches. You can't clap your hands to shoo them away, scare them away. You can't bang his hand against his thigh. And he can't dance to scare them away. I'm not sure exactly how you scare them away. Rashi seems to say, the Mishnah Berurah says that you bang your foot. But I guess you did, like, bang it to a beat. So it was like, so it became like, Gezerah, so this is all also, you're not going to go out and get music to play music to scare them away. That's not going to do it. Gezerah Shema Yitol Tzror V'Yizrak Lahem. We're afraid that the next thing is, once he's, doing these things, if they're not effective, the next step up is, so you take a clod of earth or take a rock and throw it at them. And that might be a case of Hutzah. They might throw it in the Rishus HaRabim. That's the case. He might throw it in such a way where he's doing the Malach of Hutzah, of carrying something, Dalet Amos, etc. Zakti Mishabura, below your rocket, beer regal. You would bang with your foot, Lashmir Kol, to make a sound, Lahavi Soif is to scare the birds. Over here we do it with the deer. He's Rakul Hamlet Rishus HaRabim, and you're afraid you might throw it in a place where you have Rishus HaRabim. Ula Peskim, the Bizman is that like Rishus HaRabim. The Magen Avraham and other Rishonim talk about this idea that nowadays, Magen Avraham and other Peskim talk about nowadays, since one of the criteria was 600,000 people traveling on these roads, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin, when he talks about the definition of Rishus HaRabim and Siman Shin Mem Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says you need 600,000 people traveling there. And the assumption was basically the time of the Middle Ages, which, these Peskim were writing, there was no Rishus HaRabim. There was no place which had that number of people. So that assumption being in place, that there was no Rishus HaRabim nowadays, so maybe, after the Shor B'Chozet, so now maybe it's going to be Mutter. Why? Because even if you would throw, it's only going to be a Carmelist, it's only a Drabona. So you're making a Gzera, you can't clap, because you might throw one, that's a Gzera L'Gzera. You don't make a Gzera L'Gzera. You don't make one Drabona to protect another Drabona. The Gzera L'Gzera, so maybe that's mutter. Maybe you say, listen, once they made the rule, they left it in place. So that's, in other words, they left the rule in place. The question is, do we say that the rule was discussing situation X, and we're talking about situation Y, there's no Zayr in that case. Or we don't say that, they made it over very broad-based tekan, and that's the way it is. V'kolshken, obviously, the sabi kaf al kaf, if you do it with some way which is out of the ordinary, provided the shari kuliyama, that's definitely mutter. Because you're not afraid that the person is going to make a mistake and take a rock and throw it. The fact that he can't do it normally, that is itself as a reminder. Why am I doing this backwards? Must be, it's Shabbos, so I can't throw rocks. So that's going to remind him not to throw a rock.
So yesterday we mentioned, I think it was in the conversation, we were talking about factories and timers and stuff. Isn't this whole concept sort of going against the whole idea of being Shabbistic? You're sitting out in the field protecting your apples?
Actually, Chazal didn't answer, because of the Hefsid moment, Chazal didn't answer the idea of, since you're not doing anything, you're just there to protect it. Chazal didn't answer that. As a matter of fact, they even permitted a person to walk out there to go check. And Chazal even permitted, who says it over there? In Reish Mem Ches, it presents the idea that person traveling on a boat, that a person should not go out on a boat or any of the situations. Well, it gives you a few scenarios where a person shouldn't do this immediately prior to Shabbos, because it'll create a discomfort in the person. And part of your responsibility vis-a-vis Shabbos is to not create discomfort. So if a person goes out in a boat right out of Shabbos, so he hasn't got time to get used to the movement, so he'll be seasick on Shabbos, etc. Or alternatively, a boat has the potential of creating life-threatening situations, so you shouldn't get out on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos. That's the beginning of the simon. Before 3 days, it's mutter. However, we said that for the bar mitzvah, it's mutter even to go erev Shabbos. Okay? That's in Sif Aleph. It says, Yutel Havik Besmino, Filer erev Shabbos, Yim Hovichu Dvar Mitzvah. You're allowed to travel on the boats. If you go for a Dvar Mitzvah, even if it's erev Shabbos. But Pesach Mirashish, you reigns with the sailors that they should not do, that Shabbos comes, they should stop. So they don't stop. That's not your business. If it's not for a mitzvah, you have to leave at least 3 days before Shabbos for Dvar Rishus. That's in Sifa. Then in Sif Dalet, a yotzim b'shiur b'midbar, a person's going out into a caravan through the desert. But you know that there's going to be scenarios which are going to be life-threatening in the desert. And will have to be Mechala Shabbos. You can't stay by themselves. They're going to have to keep going, etc. Therefore, again, it's 3 days prior to Shabbos, you can't go. But the first 2 days of the week, you're allowed to go. When there are 3 days closer to Shabbos, you have to be thinking about Shabbos. You shouldn't be putting yourself in a situation which would be dangerous. We have to mechal shabbos. But then he continues and says, "But if afterwards this is going to happen, it's not your responsibility." Well, Eretz Yisrael, the person's traveling to Eretz Yisrael. He means that malay shiur. If there's a caravan going, a field of erev Shabbos, you go because there are mitzvah. You go again, and you arrange them. They should stop in Shabbos. They don't stop. So etc. Then comes along the Ramah and says, but the Rabbi shows again, you don't do that. Person goes for business purposes. Schar is to sell merchandise. Oh, to greet a friend. That also goes into this umbrella called Dvar Mitzvah. Making pronounces is a mitzvah. What's called Dvar Rishus? Latayel, you want to go for vacation, just for vacation, no other purpose. That's called Dvar Rishus. Therefore, okay, Nogu, B'Ksas, M'Karma, is the Hoka, Minyan, Aflogas, Asvina, L'Lichas, Shiara, Tech, Shlesh, Yamim. People will travel within 3 days before Shabbos on the boat or on the caravan, because they're going for business. Okay, Achash, M'Kol, Dvar Mitzvah. They count as the Dvar Mitzvah. Ve'enim, Chus, V'yodam, they have to rely on that. That's called Dvar Mitzvah. That goes into the heter of Dvar Mitzvah.
I'm sorry, what was the last part that we rely on for Dvar?
That we can't stop them because they have to rely on to say that's called a Dvar Mitzvah, going for business. Okay. And they're allowed to go within 3 days before Shabbos. So there's this concept that going for to make money because he has to live. That's all. That's part of his responsibility. Is that that's called Dvar Mitzvah? So assuming that that's called Dvar Mitzvah, so we find that the Rebbe came along and said that you want to go out on Shabbos, you want to cross through a river. So Chazal said you shouldn't be crossing through rivers because your clothes will get wet and you might squeeze them out. But Dvar Mitzvah, it's okay. So therefore, a person wants to go to check up on his orchard or on his fields, his mutter. The same idea. That's called going for the Dvar Mitzvah. Now, it's not the same level as what we call mitzvah, right? But it has, you know, even Amir La'akum, Shus to Shus, B'makom Hefset, there'd be a loss because I'll remount to it. So they were mount to certain things. If it's going to cause, there's going to be a loss to the person. Not making profit is not called a loss. So they create a certain balance. So I want to protect my fields, which are there, etc. That's I'm allowed to go.
Is this one of these situations where, you know, if it was like, let's say, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, that really it should be like Beis Shammai, but because people are sort of, you know, these things are allowed because otherwise somebody might really go and break Shabbos? Is that why these things are set up?
You know, I didn't perceive it as such. That you know, it's like Chazal, you know, as long as a person's not verbalizing it, and a person's not actively involved in it, the person would say, "I'm going out to the fields to check on them." You know, etc. You shouldn't say that. The more that is, as you shouldn't say. Uh-huh. You got to do it without. As long as you're, people don't know why you're going. You might be going just for a walk, uh-huh. Right? So it's not obvious you're doing it for that purpose. Let's say, for example, the Moshe, a person wants to go out by the edge of the Tchum, so immediately after Shabbos he can start traveling for business purposes. So Chazal said, that's Mutter. I'm like preparing for after Shabbos. As long as I didn't say why I'm doing it, it's not called preparing for after Shabbos, because you know, people don't know why I'm going for a walk. Mm-hmm. But I can't say I'm going for that purpose. So as long as you sort of, you know, kept it intact, that you're not, you know... Now, Chazal said it's preferred not to. There's a Gemara, the Gemara says it's considered, it's better not to think about your business at all on Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't answer it.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Hey. You can't play with nuts, so the game of nuts, you do it on the ground. That was like along their... what we call Chemesh Avanim, or Kugelach, or whatever you call it. I don't know what they call it in English.
Where is this?
Simon Shilamet Ches Sifhei. Jacks, you know, along those lines. Rashi says, you roll them and they hit each other and they, you know, it looks like sometimes billiards, you know. You roll your nuts and knock each other out. Well, you need a flat surface for that purpose. Same thing with tapuchim; they would roll apples. Because of flattening out gumais. So, in other words, if you would want to have lawn, you know, cricket, lawn bowling, or those type of things, so those are clearly a problem. But it's only also if you play it on the ground. If you want to play on the table, there's no gumas in your table. Okay. Okay, now, what do these like about somis, shakar and chick? They used to make it out of bones, it's called atzomas. You gotta play chess. Abishim Mashmiyim curl, even though when you put it down on the board, etc., there's a click sound when you put it down, etc. It's more to hold Ben Machav and Lashir, because your goal isn't to make the sound. Because of a psychic derech tzchok ba'alma. That's all talking about if you're just doing it for fun. So you're doing it for money, wagering. I can't tell you exactly what Tamar Chosser is. It was a game of. I'm not sure what exactly it is. And apparently it wasn't done with any items, but it was for money. It's also the Havi Kimecho Kimemker. Don't make a protest against women and children when they do it. Because there's a good chance they won't listen to you. and therefore it's better if they're not going to listen to you, let them do it being unaware that it's a problem, rather than do it being aware that it's a problem. It's better they should be a shugging and not mace. So if you believe they're not going to listen, don't say anything. Release click bekadur, to play with a ball. Ein le'el simen shinches, sif mem hei. So take a look at what we said before in simen shinches. If you call it shinches, so we saw over there at the bir alocha, you know, if we actually learned simen shinches together. Mm-hmm. Right? And there the bir alocha brought this long. The Shulchan Aruch said it's also to play ball. And what's a yesh materim? And all the hakol, the minhag is to be made. He says. So the Mishaber learns the problem. According to Shulchan Aruch, the problem is muksa. It has no real function. What's the function of a banging a ball around? That's not called a function. Then he brought a yesh materim that. It says that it's made for that. That's called it. It's not called muksa. You can't play Rishas Rabim or Carmelis because it might go too far. And that's a type of a thing where there was. I mean, you're not playing on the ground. So there's no chashash. You might come to flatten out gumois. Otherwise, you have a problem of flattening out gumois, which is a problem.
And
that's how some people translate it, yeah. Like check. There should be.
I'm sorry, which simon is this?
Simon Shinches.
And I'm sorry.
Sif Memhe.
Sif Memhe.
Thanks. I'm sorry, I'm not finding it right now. There's the tour brings from Yerushalmi that Tur Malka was Nechrav. Because they played ball on Shabbos.
Who was
that? Terminal. I don't see it right now. I don't know. Now, Yerushalmi Tainus, Ir Achas Chorebim, they show you Mesachim of Bekadr for Shabbos. Mechenim of Medrash Echo. The Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan brings the Yerushalmi. That's what it is. Okay. Brings the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the Maaseh, there was a Chazal said there was a city in Yerushalmi which was destroyed because they used to play ball on Shabbos.
Terminal.
It doesn't say Terminal. It says a city. I'm saying. Okay.
Is that how you scare kids?
One way. What?
Chachamim knew that through Ruach HaKodesh?
Yeah. Or some of the various options that they use to find out these type of things. Like Elio and Novi, I don't know, they have, you know, different options. Okay, Ein Sechukim. So it says with the nuts or with the apples. You would roll them and they would hit each other. Like the girls play, they have their games that they play. So you're worried about Ashrigumais. So you want to make it a way that it'll be able to, that it should roll properly. You want to make a nice flat surface for them to roll on. But Agabi Shulchan was on the table. who aden al gabi machselis, a beggar the tavla. If even if it's on the ground, if you put it on a mat, or a garment, or a tavla, or on a piece of a board, either can be made out of metal or wood. It's called tavla. We don't say if you do it there, you might do it on the ground, because even on the ground it's only also because you might come to Mashav Gomai. So it's Gzer the Gzerahi. Alagabi Karka, but if it's directly on the ground, even though I feel he merut sefes, even though the ground which you're talking about is merutzof, which means that it is tiled. It's covered. You can't discuss in that situation the possibility of gumois. Gamkin osur the karka b'karka miklif v'gazrin and also karka shenem rutsa. People will be confused and say that's okay. They'll do it on karka which is not merutzif, and that's really going to be problematic.
Would we apply the same rule that we did for sweeping then? That if everybody in town has a merutzif?
Well, it would depend, because, see, we remember we said over that was only mutter because Chazal saw a need for it. So I guess you'd have to...
It has to be specified.
You'd have to say there's a real need why we should be playing this ball.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay. But somers. Now, so they could play with it. You should have a special set for Shabbos, which is nicker that's okay. Now, Umaros Sasson, the Ben Aram Sasson, Cherlik Usirale, I'm not sure who that is. I mean, there were many Sassons, famous Sassons, who were big to Menachem, I'm not sure who that was exactly. Dimloy Kane, Kimashen Tuelis, Bidias Chokhmas Askaik, Ahu. So he says, Wood in the Chomeniskaik is Osir. Vaf Bechol Yizar Mishum Moshev Leitzim. What are you doing over here? It's Moshev Leitzim. Kashakosim Simon Shin Zion, Sift Hazion, Vimrik Yosef, Shahavi Oid, Bisham Kamagdalam, Shakmir Bazet. Brik Yosef also, the Chidor, brings a list of Gdalam and said you shouldn't be playing these things, doing these things on Shabbos. Maestro, the Minigar of them, is not like that. We're make old to allow these things.
What is the phrase Moshe of Leitzim?
Leitzim are. A letz is a person who does not take things seriously. He's a jokester. Moshe of Leitzim is a gathering of Leitzim.
Clowns,
yeah, right. So, Chazal said you should not sit, Mishnah says, no, you should not sit in a Moshe of Leitzim. So, getting together to play, some game, that's a Moshe of Leitzim, according to this argument. We meet that criteria on a constant basis. Okay.
Well, so the Ramah doesn't mention that.
No, doesn't.
Is that because there's the Mahal to say, like, well, if a guy needs a break, he can play chess?
No,
because
the Mutish is showing about Yom Zirin. No, yeah, he's. This issue of Moshe says that it's mentioned before, it's in Shin Zion, Tifta Zion. That issue over there was. In Shin Zion, Tzif Tzayin was dealing with that was no, that's Moshe Yerushalmi Yom Zirin. It was reading fiction and stuff like that. So it says over there you can't read them on Shabbos, and even the week they shouldn't read them because it's Moshe of Leitz. The Maisa Minigar of them is that the Minigar is allowed to read fiction, those type of things on Shabbos. I mean, we can basically, I mean, according to this over here, history about the Mezasser to read. It says over here, Sipur Mechomis, Lashon Ashkenaz, if it's written in Lashon HaKadosh, it's Mutter, because you learn some Lashon HaKadosh from it. Written in English, it's Aser. So, I mean, all the newspapers and all of the magazines are all, you know, forget it, it's not the gay, you know, that's people's Anik Shabbos, you know. I mean, Pashas, according to this Sefer over here, you shouldn't be reading it. Minigraylam is not like that. There are, it's what we're saying, Chanti Matar. Is it?
That's not even talking ads.
What?
Regular reading material.
No, not ads. Is it?
Not ads.
Not ads.
Right.
Just Melitzas and Mashalam Shal Sichas
Chulin. Which Simon?
Shin Zion Sifta Zion. You probably don't want to read this. Yeah, anyone who's not going to teach you Yerushalayim, just tell my story. You know, they have all this genre called, you know, the film novels, you know, like just they're all out. Right? I think people read them in Shabbos. You read the newspaper, like 90% of the newspaper does zero for you. Like it has no benefit. It all goes into the system. The Maisa, the Minigar Island must be Mekel on it. That's the same with the Minigar Island be Mekel in games. B'tam b'chaser, here is grod or grod, b'lashon Ashkenaz. Now grad and grad. Grad means not. So I'm, you know, he says it's a missile called zug or perid, which means imagine it means some type of card game where you either match zug is a match, a perid is you split, and you. So some type of a, but I'm not familiar with the. Like, I'm horrible with knowing these games. For me, they're all like, my daughter, every time she plays another game, she has to teach me how to play it again. You know, play Uno. I haven't figured it out. War. Every time I play War, she always beats me. But second, besides that, she teach me how to play it every single time. I'm not good at it. Which is a good thing. Otherwise, I'd be, you know, become a gambler or something. Okay. I mean, we once had a Shabbos Suda where I asked the person, what does he do? He says he plays poker professionally online. That's his job. He makes money that way.
Yeah, people make a lot of money online.
Like, I was like, talk about a conversation stopper. Like, oh. Like, you know, usually I continue the conversation, you know, from there. I was like,
oh my God.
Just like, let's talk about something else. Like, you know, new topic, you know. Also, Lisha Maya McGoggle. So Chazal did not allow you to draw the water up from the well using the galgal. Galgal was like a pulley system. While you're at it already, you know, once you're pulling up the water using that thing, which is an ASIC, but so you might as well pull up some extra water to use to water your garden. Or your churva was like a place they would. I mean, no problem with putting water in a churva. It means they would plant things in the churva. You'd have an area which is a little bit desolate. You plant some things there. Or you pull it up to soak the pishtun. Okay, fika. That's the gzeira. Im lo hoyasham loy gina v'loy churva v'loy brecha lishras papishtun. There's nothing nearby which would be allowed for this problem. There's no gina nearby. There's no churba nearby. There was no brecha, meaning a small area which you could pour water in and soak the pishtun in it. It's mutter.
What's a churba again? Sorry.
Churba means a destroyed place. Lashon churban. They used to use it for growing things.
What's different from a gina to a churba?
Basically the same idea. Yeah.
Korba eventually becomes a gina, no?
not sure. Probably they planted different things there. I'm not sure what the problem of Mishra Shalpishtin is. When you soak flax, I'm not sure the issue is that. Probably the problem is, I mean, it says later on soaking flax seed is a problem of lush, because the flax seed nature is it has certain collagenes and stuff like that which make the water become thicker. So it's like a lush problem. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that's what the problem is.
So how does this relate to the well or the pulley system?
Because once you're pulling up water with the thing, you might as well pull up more water. Like if you go through tircha using the whole, as opposed to just scooping up some water, you're pulling up the whole bucket, you might as well pull up some extra, you know, and then the next thing you know, he's watering his plants. V'yesharmrim, so the Ramah, So also el begalgal gadol shemutzi maim harbe biyachad b'leterach. It's a very large pulley system which pulls up a lot of water without tircha. It's a great, like, why should I schlep more water later on from somewhere else? Now the chance to get a lot of water out at one time. Well, you know, use it for other things. So that's your afraid. They have a lot of buckets attached together, like one after the other. It's more like a whole, what would you call that?
Conveyor system
of bucket after bucket. So that already is like, you know, you put a lot of water. About galgam shalonu, shem amalim hem elamaat, you have one bucket, that's it. Mutter, delek lamecha shemidi. One bucket of the water is what a person needs for his drinking purposes, you know, drinking, washing his hands, etc. He's not going to say, oh, I have all this extra water, let's go plant, water the plants. So that's not us. Mishabur Chav Gimel, Shem Yimalim, Terech Shem Yimalim, but like Terech, since it's effortless, there's all these buckets there, etc. So, like, why not copper in some extra water?
Why do we allow this to begin with? Because isn't there a concern of Hotzah in general?
Well, Chazal did create certain coolers for getting water because water is important. But as long as you're dealing it, you're in a Rishos. This is even in a Rishos Hayachid. My front area of my I have a fenced in front yard and I have a well there. Mm-hmm. So I still have this problem. The he decides that the main decision is like the second opinion. It's only also by the very large ones, and not by the average ones. Zion. Mishi Eshlai Peres Beresh Hagag. Mereya Motor Shabo. Person has fruits up on the roof to dry. And he sees it rain. He sees in the distance that the clouds are growing and the rain is coming. So he doesn't want his fruits to get wet. His whole goal was to put them out there, was to dry, to preserve them, etc. He doesn't want to get them wet. So what are you allowed to do? You can't lower them down through the skylight into the house. But you're allowed to cover them. Furthermore, you have bricks which were set aside for the purpose of building, so they're muksa. And you're concerned that the rain dripping on them, or they haven't fully baked or whatever it is, and they're baking in the sun, and so the clay will be worn away by the flow of the water on them. So you want to cover them. So you can't move them, they're muksa. You're allowed to move something to cover them, to protect them from the rain which is coming. So you're moving this cover just for the purpose of protecting muksa. So I might have thought, since you're moving it just for the purpose of muksa, the cover itself is not muksa, but you're moving it just for the purpose to protect muksa, that might be usur. So as we say, that's mutter.
Because of tircha?
Why do you think it's usur? Why do you think it's... Yeah. There's a number in the Gemara which holds that you can't metatzel the kli became a tatl a kli for the purpose of servicing a muksa item. You know, it's Rabbi Yitzchak, the more is Rabbi Yitzchak, and it's in Shabbos and Mem Gimel. Rabbi Yitzchak's shita is that kli ain't kli tenitla el tzar tavol nit. You can't move a kli unless it's for something which the thing it's being moved for is an item which can be moved. And it goes into this one, muksa. So we point out we don't pass like that.
You couldn't, in theory, use the brick to hold the door open?
Yeah, but here the bricks were muksa because you set them aside for the purpose of building. You're right. Theoretically, after I finish building, I have one extra brick. It's not necessarily muksa. I might use it for a doorstop, etc.
But even if it was set aside for building, can you not still use it for another purpose?
No, because that act makes it muksa. It's like...
If you designate an item specifically for an usher purpose, even though bad it's not. So a regular brick is not muksa?
What does regular brick mean?
I
mean, in the case a person has...
A gardening brick, I don't know.
Saying after a person finished building and he had some bricks left over, we said, well, those, since they're you can sit in them, you can use them, they're not muksa. But if they're sturis, it's piled up, and I miss the binyan, you know. You have it comes in a pallet, they have this pile of bricks, they're planning to use to build, those would be muksa. Also, the shal shalom. Why? The tarach shalom, the tarach shabbos, so it's a tircha of this effort of lowering down all these pairs, and there's no shabbos benefit out of it, because you're just putting them there to dry, to use them, you know, down the road as they dry. Let's say, however, let's say you're worried that the rain will get them all dirty because there's X amount of dust, etc. on the roof. So once everything is dry, so it doesn't really pick up the dirt. If it gets wet, it's going to get all muddy, etc. So you want to move them, it shouldn't get muddy because you want to eat them later on in Shabbos. That's mutter. But the chasers and chazal, they'll allow you to cover them. You know, that's also a tircha. Right? I mean, which we have to move this covering, but that chazal matter. And now, Yam Shashama Hikram Bezel, Yam Shashama was Machram, said you can't move the covering. Magan Ram quotes him. About Yerabba, Meshari, Achranim, Etchichu, Megamora, the Mutter. They disagree and they say that it's Mutter. That's all in Paschal. Shem Muxa, you know, the bricks of Muxa, Kun Shehem Sturis, who happens to Binyan, Kanawasim, Shin Chaz, Sifu, and Zion. Like we had way back when, that they set aside for binyan purposes their muksa. With the chasayson, you got to cover them. I will also letal them in common. If you have nothing to cover them, so I got to move the bricks. That's not mutter. Okay, I'll leave chas for next week.